بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم، ما بعد. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: لما ثقل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جعل يتغشاه الكرب، فقالت فاطمة رضي الله تعالى عنها: وكرب أبتاه؟ فقال: ليس على أبيك كرب بعد اليوم. فلما مات قالت: يا أبتاه، أجاب ربا دعاه: يا أبتاه، جنة الفردوس مأواه، يا أبتاه، إلى جبريل ننعاه. فلما دفن قالت فاطمة رضي الله تعالى عنها: أطابت أنفسكم أن تحثوا على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم التراب؟ رواه البخاري. The narrator of this hadith is Anas رضي الله تعالى عنه. He says that when the condition of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, his health deteriorated and the pangs of death began, the pangs of death began overcoming him. Seeing his visible distress and suffering, Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha said, she expressed that how great is the suffering of my father. So he consoled her and he said to her that after this day there will be no more suffering or pain for your father. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away, Fatima radiallahu anha said that, oh my beloved father, you accepted the invitation of a Rabb who called or extended an invitation to you. Oh my beloved father, Jannatul Firdaus will be your abode. Oh my beloved father, we will inform Jibreel about this. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was buried, Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha asked, and she said that, did it please you all to throw sand upon the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? This hadith refers to the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We find that if you have to contextualize and realize what the impact or the effect of the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was, first and foremost, ulama mentioned that this was the first sign of Qiyamah. The first sign of Qiyamah is the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And it is probably the greatest test that has befallen this ummah. That is, the loss of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the greatest test that could have befallen this ummah. In fact, there is a meaning of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that if any of you experiences any difficulty or hardship, then take console yourself by thinking about my difficulty, my hardship, and by thinking about my loss, because there is no greater loss. There is no greater loss that has befallen the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam than the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was the greatest test of Allah Ta'ala upon this ummah. Anas radiallahu anhu says that when we lamma dakhala al-Madina, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered Medina, adha'a min al-Madinati kulla shay. And just by his entry into Medina, the whole of Medina lit up. And he said that the day that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, we could see the darkness coming over Medina. And he says that we had not even completed with the barrier of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and already we felt hatta ankarat qulubuna. We already felt the change in our heart that, in, as a result of the loss of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We find, before we explain this hadith further, this expression of Fatima radiallahu anha, where she says that Jannatul Firdaus ma'wa, that Jannatul Firdaus will be the abode of my father. Jannatul Firdaus, actually, in Jannat is the highest Jannat. And we find the riwayat of Tabarani, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whenever you make dua for Jannat, then ask Allah for Jannatul Firdaus. Because it is mentioned in that hadith that Jannatul Firdaus is the center of Jannat. In another hadith it is mentioned it is the center of Jannat, it is the highest point of Jannat. And the roof of Jannatul Firdaus is the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She goes on to say that we will inform Jibreel. Most of us know that Jibreel is that angel that used to bring wahi to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned that in his lifetime, Jibreel came 24,000 times to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was very close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This word Jibreel is actually a non-Arabic word. It's not an Arabic word, it's a non-Arabic word. And the actual meaning of Jibreel means the servant of Rahman, or the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Certain important points that we need to notice about this hadith, or need to bring to mind. One is that Sometimes this thought may occur that why did Rasulullah SAW suffer so much at the time of death? Explanation for this ulama give is that first and foremost, this is no indication whatsoever a punishment from Allah Ta'ala, but in fact it was a means of raising the rank and status of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Secondly, if Allah Ta'ala had not put Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam through this pains, that is the pangs of death, then whenever anybody suffered a difficult death, this would have been seen as an indication, na'uzu billah, that Allah is punishing that person. If Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had an easy death, then we would have said anybody else that had a difficult death, this is Allah's punishment, na'uzu billah. But we find that the pangs of death are something many, many ahadith tell us about the difficulty at the time of death. In fact, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would taught his ummah this dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sakaratil maut wa ghamaratil maut, that, oh Allah, I seek your protection from the pangs and the difficulty at the time of death. This is Allah's system. In fact, the pangs of death are a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will befall us. So Allah Ta'ala put his Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam through this so that the rest of the ummah can get consolement from it. Nobody can feel that if somebody had a difficult death, that this is in any way an indication of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's azab or punishment. Secondly, we see in this hadith the close relationship that Fatima radiallahu ta'ala had with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, it is mentioned about her. She was the only surviving daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time of his demise. And in fact, in one hadith, he mentioned to her that when he consoled her, she was worried or she was aggrieved by the imminent loss of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he consoled her and he told her, he whispered into her ears, that of all my relatives, you will be the first to meet me after my death. That is why she only survived for 6 months after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had such love, such affection for her that it is mentioned, whenever she would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he was sitting, he would stand up. He would embrace her, he would kiss her on her forehead. And wherever he was sitting, he would make space and he would make her sit there. Now this is a daughter. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us, it mentioned in the hadith, akrimu auladakum, that honor your children, make ikram of your children. He was the greatest personality that ever walked this earth. His daughter enters, he gets up for her, kisses her on the forehead, embraces her, teaching us that we should show love and affection for our children, show them respect. A lot of times people have this argument, my children don't respect me. How much respect do we show for our children? Respect is something that is earned. How much affection do we show for them? He would create space and make her sit in his space. So this is also sunnah to do this with our children. Once they are adults, they are parents, to show them that ikram, show them that honor. This is a way of cementing the bond of relationship between father and child. And we find that obviously no words can possibly describe the pain and the difficulty that must have come upon Fatima radiallahu anha to have experienced the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this hadith we see the manner in which she exercised sabr and patience, and in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself exercised patience at the time of death. He consoles her when he tells her, Laysa ala abiki karabun ba'da al-yawm, that after this day there will be no pain, no hardship upon your father. From this hadith we learn an important lesson, that there is nothing wrong with feeling sad or aggrieved at the demise of somebody. This is not against Shariat. What is against Shariat is to complain. What is against Shariat, to become displeased with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like we hear the statements that are passed sometimes, more often than not by women, at the time of somebody's death, we find statements against Shariat being made. This is what we have to be cautious about, and this is what we have to be on our guard about. Finally, one very important point is this question that she asked Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that did it please you all to throw sand upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This again is an indication of her very great grief and pain that she was experiencing at the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is not an objection to the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us tawfiq.